Hey, fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess, and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hello, fashionpreneurs. Welcome back to entry 10 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am your host, CEO, and founder of multiple businesses in this amazing industry. Jessica Williams is my name, and I am so excited to be here with you all. I feel like we're celebrating the anniversary right now with this being entry 10. Like, we've been very consistent with this, and I see so many podcasts come and go. So it's a blessing for us to be here for the 10th entry to my diary. So I wanted to first start this week's episode by thanking a couple people before we get into today's topic. So I wanted to thank Dutch Davis. He was on last week for entry 9. Listen to it if you have not. He was absolutely phenomenal. Just sharing a lot of different gems about his history as a stylist and his move to LA and how he really got here. And he shared how last year for Black Friday, he made $50,000 in one day. And I was so inspired by that, that it segued us into today's episode. And in today's entry, we're going to be talking all about the holiday season cheat code for the fashionpreneur. So this is really for my e-commerce folks out there, even service-based people. We're going to talk about how you can benefit from prepping for Black Friday. We talked about also last week our Black Friday horror stories and, you know, not being prepared in certain ways, or I guess kind of forecasting a little bit under the expectation for inventory. So we want to make sure that you guys are well prepared this year for Black Friday and the holiday season. We are booted. We are strapped up and ready. Okay. We are ready with more than enough inventory. And last year we were ready with more than enough inventory, but I told you guys a horror story about how, we had even more orders come in after an influencer posted and it went insane. And the influencer purchased on her own and just tagged us. And we were like, whoa. So, you never know the power of forecasting for your business. So I wanted to thank Dutch for that segue into today's conversation. And also I wanted to thank Alori Swank, guys. Alori was somebody that we mentioned last week as well. We mentioned so many people. Kelsey Ashley, who's like a little sister to me and amazing in this industry as a stylist. She is a maven. I'm talking a big dog, okay, in this industry out here. And she just moved from Chicago to New York, and now she's here in LA. We mentioned so many amazing people, but Alori and I, we have a special relationship. I love her because the first year that we started, that we hosted the Fashionpreneur Retreat here in LA, we had done it in New York 2 years prior, and we moved it to LA in 2018. And in 2018, I remember I had a publicist I was working with, and she had told me that we were able to secure Alori Swank as a speaker. And I'm like, whoa, that's amazing. That's phenomenal, because I know Alori's value. I know how much she can educate. I know her experience. I know how much she even contributed to my career as far as a mentor. So I was like, wow, right? Well, it turned out that my publicist was not the best publicist, and she did not know Alori, and it turned out to be like a complete scam. It was so bad. Like, oh my gosh, again, resources and taking your time to research. And I had done my research, but I found even more out later. And I had met my publicist through a friend of mine, a business associate of mine at the time. And I was like, oh my gosh. So mind you, the day I find out that she's not really legit, I'm in LA, November 2017, planning for the 2018 retreat. So I'm here to connect with people. And I'm like in tears. It was so many things missing. We didn't have a venue, like a lot of stuff that we were promised, we just didn't have. And I wasn't somebody that was advertising anything we didn't have. Of course, I wanted to make sure everything was written in black and white. So, ended up going back to the drawing board a little bit. And I went to the Fashion District here in LA after this whole debacle. I just wanted to just buy more inventory for my store at this point and just relax and not stress about the retreat. Guess who I meet in the district? Alori Swank. Again, nothing is coincidental. Everything is confirmation. So I meet Alori. I'm like, hi, Alori. My name is so-and-so, da-da-da. And she's like, I know who you are. You're Jess. You're the founder of Irregular Exposure, a women's clothing line. I was like, whoa, you know who I am. So we connected and I was like, I want you at my retreat. And she's like, yeah, say less. And she discounted her rate from like literally, I didn't even have to ask. Like she was like, hey, my manager said this is what's going on, da da da. But I want to do this for you. I want to be a part of this. And she came to the retreat. She was the keynote speaker and she gave 10 gems that changed my life. So guys, if you were not at the Fashionpreneur Retreat 2018, you missed out on the amazing Allori. But look on our Instagram feed on Fashionpreneur Academy's page and my page, irregular_Jess on Instagram, and scroll through back to 2018. You'll see the footage, but I'll also post it again soon. But I mean, the gems were invaluable. So I just wanted to thank Miss Allori as well. But let's get into today's entry. Got my handy dandy notes as I always do. So today we're going to get into the holiday retail cheat code. So like I said, last week we talked about a few different things. We had Dutch here and he shared how he saw a $50,000 in one day from sales from his website, The Look. Last year for my Black Friday sale, we saw $28,000 in 3 days. So Black Friday is like New Year's, okay, for an emerging e-commerce business. And this episode is going to help product and service-based fashionpreneurs out there. But I want you all to understand that if you are in the business of e-commerce, you should be preparing. You should have already prepared months ago. All right. I prepared for Black Friday starting in June of this year. So that tells you how imperative Black Friday is. And the rest of this year is crucial. It's the great time of year to be a retailer. All right. We are upon the holiday season. So let's get into some resources and some things that you guys can do to prepare to have an amazing Black Friday. All right. So first thing, guys, let's start by doing a little bit of review. Let's do some auditing. All right. Let's look at our websites. Let's look at our social. Let's make sure that every single link on our website works. Let's make sure that our FAQs are updated. Let's make sure that we have exchange forms and policies in place. Let's make sure that we have spreadsheets to keep track of exchanges and store credits. Let's make sure that we are prepared for what we are requesting. So again, when we pray for favor, we got to make sure we're ready to receive the favor. So if we're praying for overflow for Black Friday, we're praying for excited customers, happy customers. That all converts to sales, right? That converts right back to sales. Well, if we're requesting these things, we have to make sure we're prepared to receive it. The reason that Dutch had a $50,000 day is because his policies are very clear. The reason that we were able to have a 28K weekend is because our policies are very clear. People are comfortable with shopping. We've added the value. Make sure that your website is updated. You cannot expect people to feel comfortable shopping on sites that are not comfortable, right? So I think it's super important that you guys are looking at your sites to make sure that everything is updated. All images are updated. Content is beautiful. It's impeccable. We can't just put out anything. Of course, we got to start with what we have. You can take some great images on your iPhone there, but you want to make sure that you have amazing content to get started. So let's first audit. If we don't have amazing content, let's build that content, right? Let's make sure that we are only focused on the sales-driven products as well. So this is a great time of year because you can start to evaluate your entire year. You should have been evaluating this entire year altogether, but let's look over our entire year and let's see what products were our top sellers. Are there any products that need to be removed from your website? Service-based people, stylists, are there any services that need to be removed from your site that nobody purchases? Nobody clicks on the packages to inquire about. Remove things that aren't selling. Your customer doesn't want them, right? Remove the stuff that isn't selling. And if you are a boutique owner and you're like, hey, my stuff isn't moving yet, I have all this product online and it's not selling. If you have products that were bad buys, which means that you purchased wholesale and nobody wanted to purchase, it might have been a bad buy. You can also sell that product outside of your website. You don't want to misconstrue the integrity of your business or the products you put out because you have bad product on there, right? Remove it, take it off, sell it in an in-person experience. You guys, this is the season of holiday pop-ups, holiday vendor events. Tis the season. So find those events and sell that product locally on a discount. Go on eBay, Amazon. You guys can put these products that aren't sellable on other sites and get them off of your platform. They don't have to stay on your site. There are other ways to sell without bothering the integrity of your business. For example, I used to purchase wholesale in between while buying while taking a break from designing, I'll say. I was so focused on academy clients that I couldn't even design. Now we're back to being 100% design. And thank God we did. Our sales have grown by, you wouldn't even believe the percentage. But I had a lot of bad buys. I had to put them on a different site to get rid of them. I didn't want them to affect the growth of Irregular Exposure, my current line that is a $1 million entity, right? So we don't want to affect that bottom line by having a bunch of floral outfits that nobody wants, because everybody that comes to my site is coming for our backlist classic pieces, our ruched pieces. They're coming for a certain look. So we got to make sure that we are supplying that look. Very important. All right. So first we're going to audit and we're going to look at our social media. Is our content amazing? Right? Is our content amazing? Are we taking great lifestyle images, right? Are we just going outside, getting dressed up and just creating the content? It's that simple. Don't overthink it. We don't need backdrops. Backdrops are actually deterring. So when you use backdrops, guys, it makes people feel like you're advertising. Think about it. If you see a product on a white backdrop, you feel advertised to. People like lifestyle content now. We are in a social era. So you have to fit into the current algorithm and the current timeline and the current feed. So if you have a feed full of people living their actual lives in their lifestyle, right? And then we have this picture that pops up with a white backdrop, I'm not as inclined to purchase. You're not fitting into that, right? But if you take that same outfit and wear it outside of brunch and you match the background, that's a lifestyle image. So you're now making me more comfortable to purchase with you. So stay away from backdrops right now and take advantage of lifestyle. Wear your actual product. Show the product. Have customers wear the product. Have people with great style wear the product. It will help. You don't need influence. You need influential customers. All right. So your customers are your influence. So consider that. All right. Now, after you do the audit, it's time for us to start setting up for our sale. It's time for us to be prepared. So you want to now set up your discount codes. Are there any discount codes? Are there no discount codes necessary? I have a love and hate relationship with discount codes. I have a few of them on my site, but whenever we have a sale, we always have customers that forget to enter the code and then email us asking for a discount. It does not work like that. So if you go to any site and you forget to enter the code, you have forgotten to give yourself the sale opportunity. So understand that you have to be very clear and precise in letting people know, hey, if you don't enter that code, you don't take advantage of the sale. So I find it easier to just have everything discounted already. But the whole point of a code is for some people to enter. So when people don't enter that code, they miss out. Oh, I didn't get my discount. I want a refund. It becomes stressful because people don't do their responsibility. You know, they don't take care of their responsibility as a purchaser. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're doing your part and making it easy as possible for people. So you can do the discount code option if you would like, or you can just go ahead and discount everything. You can also schedule discounts. Shopify will allow you to schedule. So if you want a sale to start at midnight, you can schedule for your sales to start at midnight. But be prepared for the sale. Now, do not discount where you are affecting your bottom line tremendously. The way that we mark up and price within the Fashionpreneur Academy, I teach this within our program, our amazing 90-day intensive. You'll learn how to price. But the way that we price, we have a certain percentage we don't go below. You will learn that percentage within the Academy. So check us out, guys. But there's a certain percentage that we don't go under. That percentage includes all overhead and it includes a little wiggle room for discounts. So guess what? We're never taking a loss. We're not even breaking even. We're still profiting. We're never taking a discount on profit. All right. We mark up enough where we never take a discount on profit. So if you're the person that's just doubling your price, you are breaking even, or you're probably going in the negative, because if you buy a product wholesale for $10 and put it on sale for $20, have you included your cost for overhead? Have you included your cost to go to the post office? Have you included your marketing cost? There's so many factors that come in to play that you want to consider before just running a sale. So we cannot just say everything's 35% off, everything's 50% off, everything's 70% off, and you're in the negative just because you want to sell a bunch of product that cost you more to produce the product, right? So we have to consider that when running a sale. So when you're running your discounts and your offers, watch how low you go. And remember, you're only competing with yourself. You know, there's a lot of sales that are going to be going on, but you're only competing with yourself. So only focus on your store. There are so many companies, even beauty brands, that have these amazing Black Friday sales. And service-based people, you can still benefit from this. You can have $99 entry-level calls instead of your $250 call. You could have discounted rates for events. So if you are in a service, you're still selling, right? You still might be selling digital products. If you have downloads, discount them. You have an opportunity to still leverage Black Friday. And just because it's Black Friday doesn't mean you have to have a sale. I remember one Black Friday, I didn't have a sale. We just marketed that it's Black Friday. No sale, free shipping. You might get free shipping if you spend $250. No sale. You can still see a very lucrative season. All right, so watch how much you discount. We only discount on Black Friday. Christmas, New Year's, there's no discount. We just simply tell you happy holidays. All right, so don't get too accustomed to discounting, because your customers will become accustomed to that, and they will not purchase unless you have a sale. Hey, sorry to interrupt, but I would like to invite you to my Digital Mixer Masterclass. We are talking all about marketing as a fashionpreneur. If you are a boutique owner, a designer, a stylist, you need to be in this class today. You'll be able to take notes, see visuals, take your screenshots. You're going to need this information for the long haul. So I will see you today in class. All you need to do is visit thefashionpreneuracademy.com and register for class. You'll get the link immediately in your email. So I'll see you in class today. Let's get it. You never want to have too many sales. It makes people uncomfortable. And you're building a brand. Neiman's doesn't have sales. Barney's doesn't have sales. Gucci doesn't have sales. Chanel doesn't have sales. So why should you? You're building a billion-dollar entity. Remember that. All right. Watch how much you discount. So Black Friday, we only have about 7 sales a year at a regular exposure, and that's it. And we watch it. We do not go over that number. And even if it's a slower week, we still have to see what can we do to make it grow. Who can we get in front of to make it a more valuable week in sales? So you want to consider these things, guys. Now, email blasts, investing your emails. This is the time to start researching and finding the best graphic designers so that your visuals are beautiful. If you can't afford the graphic design route, do it for free. Use your resources. There are multiple apps out there. Use Canva and build some great imagery for your website and for your email blast. But don't sleep on emails. Even if there's 50 people on your list, 10, 20, it doesn't matter. Leverage them. The value is not always in the volume. So leverage your people and give them amazing content as if it was 1 million people on that list. All right. Email blasts go very far. And you want to definitely have a lot of clickbait. Now, clickbait within your emails, guys, is simply something to bait people in to click. So if your email says take 20% off shop now, that's great. I might click because I know I get a 20% off discount. But if you say something along the lines in your subject line that's a little more appealing, it will lead to more opens. I remember I sent the email for my Fashionpreneur Academy retreat last year, and it said, I'm concerned. That was the subject line. I'm concerned. And everybody opened it. And I said, I'm concerned because you haven't got your ticket to the retreat. You need to be there. Marketing, amazing marketing. And guess what? People became very much more interested, and they were responding saying, oh, I'm trying to come, or I can't make it. Like, you want to entice people. You want to bait them in to click. All right. It makes them more interested to read your email if you customize it for just them. So don't be scared to customize the conversation. It will go way further. Now, I want you all to know, holiday season is a time to be jolly. It's a time to be kind. It's a time to be loving, right? Every day of the week is that time. However, during the holiday season, of course, it's a little more inclining, right? So what I love to do within my business is we personally call our customers. This is the time of season for you all to personally call and check in on your customers. Call your customers from this entire year. Reach out to them, text them, email them and say, thank you for shopping. We personally wanted to give you a 15% off coupon code for the holidays. Enjoy. We wanted to give you a $5 gift card for the holidays. Enjoy. Wrap it as a gift. So you have an option to now just give a small token through a gift instead of giving a huge discount. Give everybody $10 off gift cards. You might find that you'll actually get further with just a $10 gift card than you would if you were to have a 25% off sale, right? So you have to do the numbers and play with them a little bit to see which works best for you, gift cards or percentage off. For me, I know that we're going to do a small percentage off for Black Friday. So you have to consider that. Now, don't forget to put your sale within the banner of your website and advertise the sale all over your website. Every page should have something related to that holiday season sale. Use certain vocabulary that triggers your consumer. You want to make sure that everything, every link is linking me to the sale. Also, all ad marketing, any of my folks that's running ads out there, you should not be running ads if you don't know your audience. And if you don't know how to effectively create audiences, you do not need to be doing this yet. You will learn that in the academy again. Check us out, right? But if you are running ads, make sure that your copy, all my ad folks, all my clients know what I'm talking about right now. If you're running ads, make sure that your copy is very clear and precise and it is advertising the ad. You can go back and change your copy as the sale increases, changes, shifts. Make all your copy include the holiday discount. All copy for ads. So I want you guys to audit your ads as well. All my clients, you already know your add to cart ads. All of those need to be triggering back to the sale. All right. So make all audiences, well, all copy rather, trigger to discounts for those audiences that you're reaching. All right, so don't forget about your ads. It is super important. Ads are my number one form of marketing to see growth and sales. So I take a lot of pride in making sure that all of my ads are updated every single day. Make sure your ads are updated. Now, Christmas and New Year's are still great, great holidays for you guys to advertise. So don't always just think about Black Friday. Think about your sale after. Now, my Black Friday sales always go from Black Friday to Cyber Monday at midnight. After that, you guys, we always start a holiday sale about 3 weeks later. All right. So about a week before Christmas, we run a really big Christmas and holiday sale. And it's about 20 to 25% off. It depends where numbers are within that season. But we have a huge sale and we always plan and prepare for it by creating amazing content. So, this past October, we've already created the content for holiday. We are ready. All right. And we make sure that we have a few different spreadsheets that we use. I have a spreadsheet that I absolutely love, and it's a budgeting and profit, desired profit spreadsheet. Desired profit spreadsheet. And with this spreadsheet, I literally plug in the numbers that I hope to get results with. And it includes my inventory. It includes my ROI. It includes my growth. It includes the minimum that I have to produce in sales to see the desired profit. It includes how much I need to create, what I need to spend on ad marketing, as well as content. It includes everything I need to be doing as far as a dollar amount in order to scale and see the growth I want. So if I want to have a 50K day, such as Dutch had, then that might mean that I might need to spend 8K to make 50K, right? I have to have the inventory in stock, right? So we have to consider all these things. So if I have a goal of having 100K day, well, guess what? I might need to spend about 30K to make that 100K. So we got to consider that. So that desired profit spreadsheet is something that I love. It's a great resource that I have within the program as well. So I like to use my spreadsheets. I'm a spreadsheet maven. I have Google spreadsheets on my phone right now. I live within it. Update numbers. I update my ROI. I look at my percentages to review the growth overall. So that is what I use. So have something to outline the goal and plan and understand how much it's going to cost you to even make the revenue that you're asking for, right? So if I want to see 50K, how much do I need to spend? How much inventory do I need to have in stock? Have a goal. Your goal is to also never sell out. You want to never sell out if possible, but sometimes it happens. We get it. But you want to never sell out. So be prepared. That's the great value of being a designer, is that I can never sell out. All of my product is 100% manufactured in-house, right? So we can never sell out. All we have to do is restock material and produce within our factory. So that's a blessing there. But if you are a buyer, make sure that you're communicating with your vendors right now and making sure they're prepared for holiday season as well. You never want to have a top seller you can't restock. So be prepared for restocks and stock up, stock up, stock up, guys. All right. Now, I want you guys to consider what is a feasible ROI. You might want to have just a $3,000 day. $500 day. Whatever sale was produced is great for starting, right? But you have got to plan for not just the rest of 2019, but for 2020. You all right now should be taking the rest of this year to write out your 2020 plan of action. What is your goal? How much do you want to produce? who are the key partners to producing that, I want you guys to look this up. A lean business model. Lean business model. A lean business model is basically a short and sweet business plan. I want you all to complete that for 2020. All right. My clients complete it within the Fashionpreneur Academy. And I think it's a great resource for you guys to consider. So look at a lean business model. I think it's a great resource to help you plan 2020 as well as the rest of 2019 and what this Black Friday sale and holiday sales look like for yourself. You don't want to have too many sales. So after the rest of this year ends, we're not going to have any more sales until about April is our first scheduled sale. So the first quarter, the entire Q1 of 2020 is going to be all profit, like no sales. All right. So you want to be careful how much you discount. Don't discount too much. You will devalue your business. All right, y'all. So I know this was short and sweet, but I just want to make sure that you are prepared for an amazing holiday season. So that wraps up our holiday retail cheat code. Do not forget to audit your websites. Audit, audit, audit. Do not forget to make sure your FAQs, exchange policies, exchange forms, as well as spreadsheets are prepared. I don't care if you have just started and you have five customers. You have to start operating like a million-dollar entity from the first day. If you operate with excellence, you will be excellent. All right. I have this quote on the front of my phone right now by Nipsey Hussle, and it says, instead of trying to build a brick wall, focus on laying a brick, one brick every day. Focus on just laying one brick every day. And guess what? Eventually you'll look up and you'll have a brick wall. So focus on seeing growth every day, just a little bit, just a little bit, and you will see the result eventually. So just have that mindset. All right. That should be our entire mantra for the rest of 2019. Be prepared for what we're requesting, but also understand it doesn't happen overnight, and appreciate that, because you'd be surprised how many mistakes that you can make, how many mistakes I made doing things prematurely and out of simple impatience. All right. So patience is amazing. It is powerful. It will save you a lot of stress and time if you're patient, guys. All right. So that wraps up entry 10 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I hope you all enjoyed this. And thank you guys for listening. Like I said, I feel like this is a holiday. It's entry 10. This is major. So I will see you all back here next week. I'm excited about what's happening next week. It's a huge surprise, but stay tuned. All right. I'll talk to you all soon.